With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. After launching military strikes against Iran's nuclear sites, President Trump, addressing the nation, says now is the time for peace. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president announced that this weekend's U.S. airstrikes totally and completely obliterated three key Iranian nuclear targets. He also issued a warning to Iran's leaders: make peace or face greater tragedy.
If peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill.
The president said his administration worked closely with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel.
The American intervention came after more than a week of strikes by Israel on Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israel's airport authority announcing Sunday it was closing the country's airspace to both inbound and outbound flights in the wake of the attacks. The agency said it was shutting down all air traffic due to recent developments and did not say for how long. Now we have sirens going off in Tel Aviv for incoming missiles. Some have already been intercepted as we speak. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying tonight that President Trump is leading the free world with courage, and House Speaker Mike Johnson called tonight's military action a clear reminder to our adversaries and allies that President Trump means what he says. Israel's military says it's preparing for the possibility of a lengthy war with Iran. It says it struck an Iranian nuclear research facility and killed three senior Iranian commanders in the latest targeted attacks. There's a prospect of a wider war, too. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen said Saturday they will resume attacks on U.S. vessels and warships in the Red Sea if the Trump administration joins the military campaign. No date has been set for further development and diplomatic talks or negotiations in Geneva on Friday. This is SRN News. It's quite possible your pastor might have another job. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Satanic Temple, Iowa, has filed a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against the group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday event. In 2023, the group's holiday observance garnered national attention after a Mississippi man destroyed their Iowa State House display depicting a life-size image of Satan. It had been permitted in the rotunda, along with the Christmas tree and other decorations. This is SRN News. Russia's economy minister says his country is headed for a recession. More from correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov delivered the warning at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, designed to highlight the country's economic prowess and court foreign investors. Russian business news outlet RBC quoted the official as saying, "The numbers indicate cooling, but all our numbers are like a rear-view mirror. Judging by the way businesses currently feel, we're already, it seems to me, on the brink of a recession." Economists have warned of mounting pressure on the Russian economy due to lack of investment in sectors other than the military. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A hot air balloon caught fire and tumbled from the sky in Brazil's southern state of Santa Catarina, killing 8 people. 13 people survived and were taken to hospital Saturday. Santa Catarina's military fire brigade says the 21 people were on board, including the pilot. More details at srnnews.com.